And as we mentioned, perhaps you're listening online at WEOL.com or watching us on Facebook as part of Facebook Live. See, every time I say this, Sean Bennett decides to put on a show for those who are watching on Facebook Live. This, you know, wants to be a video star. You know, video killed the radio star.
Yeah, well, remember that song? For sure. Yeah, definitely.
Great trivia question.
First MTV video.
There you go. That's my trivia question. Yeah. The very first video ever played on MTV. Was it the Ruggles?
Yeah, Buggles? Muggles. Yeah, no, it wasn't the Muggles. Those are the non-magic folk from Harry Potter.
Ruggles, Buggles, something like that. The very first video on MTV. Video killed the radio star. All right, we're going to talk Elyria Wrestling. Good grief, we could sit here and talk for a long time about the Pioneer Wrestling program. And, of course, it's led by Eric Burnett. Eric, great to have you on. And certainly... The bar is always high. You say, well, what are the expectations for Elyria this year? My goodness, the bar is so high. Nationally ranked program and wrestlers. Is that something that it's challenging to deal with at times because those expectations are always so high?
Well, first of all, thanks for doing this for our sport and for our local guys. And this is huge for wrestling. It's huge for our area. So I want to say thanks to you guys for doing this. Thanks to WUOL. It's fun. Okay, and that's the thing. I remember coming in 20 years ago and to a struggling program, and you have issues. Now, and things can be tough at times, but I think back to what we were dealing with then. Right. I'd rather deal with some of these situations that we have now, you know. And when kids set the bar high, you know, you're going to do a lot of extra stuff. You're going to make sure that you're there for them and trying to help them attain the goals they're setting. As a unit, you know, you want your that's what you want. You know, when you're second in the state a couple of times and. You know, you're hoping your kids are striving to win it. I mean, that's the next step you'd like to take. So we'll do everything as coaches from our junior high program, our youth program, all the way up through the high school program. We'll do whatever we can do to support what these kids are trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the interesting stories this year, I think, is how Elyria responds after, like you said, two state runner-up finishes in the dual tournament and the individual tournament. You lost, obviously, a couple big names, Ben Darmstadt, not many better in the history of Lorain County wrestling than him. But you got a couple, you know, big names coming in, including your son, Mick Burnett, already preseason ranked in the top 10. He's number 6 at 106 pounds. And a lot of that's not a dynamic that's unusual, a father coaching their son in high school. But a lot of people do it because their son's a wrestler. You've been here 20 years, and your son's only 14, 15, so you've kind of been waiting patiently for him to get there. It's here. How excited are you to kind of get this going with him?
No, man, it's an absolute blessing to be able to be in a room every day with my son. Before when he was in wrestling in junior high and grade school events, you know, I had to miss a lot of the things he was doing. And he understood. My family understood. My wife, Janet Burnett, has been instrumental in both of my son's wrestling careers up till now. She's the one that was getting him to these tournaments and taking him around. And a lot of the fathers of the other kids have helped my sons. This year is just really exciting for me and to have Mick in the room and have his buddies in the room. I mean, to have Dylan Schauber in there Dylan, they're in the same grade. They've always been friends with Matt Zuckerman. Matt Zuckerman was our state qualifier last year. So they're training partners and they get to work every day together. It's really, really cool.
I was going to ask about, there's kind of a log jam now down there with Dylan going to probably be at 113. You got Matt Zuckerman. You've got Fenton coming back, a returning state champion, Josh Breeding. I mean, you said problems are different this time, but that's got to be one of them, trying to find spots for all these elite guys.
I would expect throughout the season that you're going to see all of them in the lineup, you know, for various events at some point in time. Maybe towards the end of the year it could get a little tough, trying to with guys. You know, if guys are going to go a lower weight, then, yeah, there could be a squeeze there. But I suspect that we're going to see those guys in the lineup at some point this year. And the biggest thing is to, no matter what, is to stay positive and to continue to have fun while you're working hard. And I think these guys do a really good job of that.
Again, we're talking with Eric Burnett, head coach at Elyria High. Certainly the resume and the record speaks for itself. Eric, as we talked about, the bar being raised so high, and you welcome that. how do you approach the regular season, though, when everybody's already talking about what's going to come at the end? You've got to keep these guys focused. Does that become a challenge at any point?
Well, you always have so much to work on. You can always get better. I mean, Ben Darmstadt had things he had to work on last year. I mean, we saw what he did and what his career ended up accomplishing. But there were things that he needed to work on a daily basis. So there's always something to work on. You know, wins and losses, that's for the kids. That's you know, you when the kid wins, I'm happy for the kid. We're just trying to make them hopefully become the best wrestler as well, the best people they can become. But as coaches, you provide them opportunities to get better. And that's kind of what we're striving to do. You know, when you talk about being nationally ranked and being in running for a state championship, that's for them. That's for them to go get. And when they do it, they get their hands raised. You know, the referee doesn't come over and raise the coach's hand. You know, they raise the kid's hand, and that's what we're trying to tell these guys. You know, you want it, you go get it. So, as far as any kind of pressure and any kind of stuff like that, you know, there's no room for that. You know, you just got to go and continue to try to improve.
And I was going to say, during the regular season, I mean, some teams probably do have to struggle with how to keep their kids focused. But Elyria competes in the Ironman at Walsh Jesuit, Beast of the East out in Delaware, Brecksville Holiday Tournament. Even their conference tournament is one of the toughest around at the Greater Cleveland Conference. It's almost to the point where the first couple levels on this postseason are almost like, you know, easier than some of the stuff
right.
they deal
right.
with. I mean, that's sectionals and districts probably. The competition hasn't even come close to some of the stuff they deal with during the regular season.
Well, you want to try to prepare your guys, and December is loaded, and you know, so they don't have long to figure out what they need to work on and where they're trying to go. So you always want to get tested, and the nice thing is with the room becoming what it's becoming, having all these kids in there banging every day, you know, they get tested daily in our own room. Then we get to go out and see how we're doing. You know, we got some tough matches coming up this weekend. We have Parkersburg coming in. We got Akron St. V's coming in. They have some outstanding individuals. Our white team's heading over to Lorain. There's going to be some awesome individuals at that tournament. So, yeah, it's 4 days away. We're going to be tested right now and see what we need to work on.
You were talking with Sean about how exciting it is to coach your son. Just from an overall perspective, Eric, what's still fuels that fire within you? What still gets you amped up about wrestling day in and day out?
Well, man, wrestling, it's like I tell the kids, it should never define you, okay? It doesn't define your person, what you are, who you are. But when you've been involved with it as long as I have been, it's almost like intertwined into my fabric.
Right.
And if you want to do something, you want to do it right. You want to do it the best you can. And I guess the day that I don't want to do that is the day I'll get out of it. So when we go in the room every day and go to work or whatever we do, whether it's weightlifting or extra cardio or, you know, just individual sessions, whatever we're doing, you just want to do the very best you can. And you hope that every day you wake up wanting to do that. And that's what drives me. Now, when you look at a kid and a kid looks at you and he gets that look in his eye like, man, I can make this happen, you know, that's huge. And that, whether the kid is a JV kid, a freshman kid, a seventh grader, whatever, it doesn't matter, because when you see something like that, when you see a light in a kid like that, you know, that's why you do it.
That's cool. Last question?
Yeah, I was just going to say there's so many kids we could talk about this program, but we can't go through this interview without talking about Kevin Vaux.
Right. And,
obviously, finished third as a freshman, won a state title as a sophomore, finished runner-up last year. He had a pretty bad knee injury carried over from football that he wrestled all season through, and it finally kind of caught up to him in that final match. But he's going into the season ranked fourth in the nation and kind of took off the football season this year to make sure he was 100% healthy for wrestling. Just want to kind of get his mind state, his physical, how's he looking, and you know, how do you feel about him right now?
Yeah, Kevin's good. We went out to the preseason nationals a few weeks ago out in Iowa, and it was his first competition since his state finals match. So Kevin had to work hard. I mean, you know, he was down for 5-6 months, and he was able to do some rehab, and he came in the room. We were able to get him back in the room in September and start doing some things late September. And he was working on a lot of stuff. He already knew. He came in, and he's like, I want to work on this. I want to work on that. I want to get better at this and that. And the first thing we were trying to do is get, 3 to 4 good minutes in him, because he'd done so little as far as being able to stay in condition. Now, he's got a natural gas tank for a heavyweight. He always has. So it didn't take him long to get back into decent wrestling shape. But, you know, we went out to the preseason nationals, and the periods out there were 2 minutes, 1 minute, 1 minute. So it was a four-minute match. And Kevin had, you know, five and a half, six good minutes in him, and he ended up winning the thing. So that was good. That was good for Kevin's confidence, because although it sounds strange, being nationally ranked, being a national champion and things like that, you know, when you're out for 6 months or more and you've never been out for that long, it was interesting to see where he was going to be. And I think that, you know, he proved himself that he's ready and he's back and that he's going to continue to get after it. So, you know, I look for big things from Kevin this year, but you know, Kevin, he's confident and he knows what he's trying to do.
Awesome. Well, again, your track record, your resume, and the entire Elyria program success speaks for itself. We appreciate you coming up here. I know you're tremendously busy, and obviously your support of wrestling on WEOL, we appreciate that as well. I think Mr. Bennett and I will talk to you a couple of times during the course of the year on our Thursday show.
Well, I hope so. And we have amazing support from our Elyria community and our school district, and they help us out so much. And, you know, without that, you know, you're running in place. So.
Absolutely. Again, I know you're busy, so we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. Thanks, Eric.
No, thanks you guys. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Eric Burnett, head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers, as he joins us here at the Brew Kettle for our 2016 high school wrestling preview. Glad to bring it to you on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.